In Seattle's gay community, the attack at Orlando's Pulse nightclub has brought back memories. Memories of a similar attack here at home. New Year's Eve 2013, hundreds of people counted down to midnight inside Neighbors on Capitol Hill. Musab Mizmari snuck into that packed nightclub with a can of gasoline with the goal of burning the club and killing the people inside. Sean Niddle was there. He was taking video of the party. His husband was handing out the champagne. Niddle told me that when he heard the news about the shooting at Pulse in Orlando, his mind went right back to that night.
Immediately. Not to be sensationalistic or overly dramatic, the truth is it pops right into your mind immediately, and you think to yourself, what if the Musab Mizmari, the gentleman that started the fire at Neighbors, what if instead of a can of gasoline and a lighter, it was a assault rifle and a handgun? So it really harkens, you know, your memory. You go back to like that night and you think, we were lucky and we didn't have anybody that even went to the hospital versus over 50 people that went to the hospital and, you know, the tremendous amount of life that was taken.
Where were you that New Year's Eve 2013?
My job that night was I was filming the countdown, the drag show for the nightclub. We kind of do these video montages for people. And my husband was at the bottom of the staircase opposite of the one that was set on fire that leads up to the mezzanine. And he was serving champagne. So I had gone over just to check and see how everything was going. And I smelt a very strange smell, like something was burning. And I looked around and I saw the flash of the fire because he had poured gasoline on carpeted stairs. So it didn't flow down, but it burned very hot and fierce in one area. And I just saw it, and I grabbed my husband by the shoulders, and I said, there's a fire, you have to get out. And he turned around and helped usher everybody out. And within 30 seconds to about 45 seconds, everybody was out of the club. It was fantastic. It could not have gone better. It's a matter of seconds. Fire, bullets, knives, it's a matter of seconds. You can see how this could have been a very, very – there were 750 people in the club at the time. That's a tremendous amount of people.
Again, we're talking about the New Year's Eve 2013 fire at the Seattle Club Neighbors. And what did you find out about this man, Musab Mizmari's, his plan, what he was about that night?
Well, once we got everybody out of the building, I went around with the general manager. We were waiting for the police and the fire department. And we walked up the opposite stairs, and and I filmed this. And we saw a can of gasoline, and it had been placed right at the top of the stairs with the hopes that the fire would have come up and then exploded the can because people would have been outside on the sidewalk, which would have blown out a window and rained down on people, so further injury. So I said to myself, you know, sort of with the military background, situational awareness and everything, I said, this is not just run-of-the-mill arson. Somebody really planned this. And I expressed my concern that night to the investigators that showed up, and they started to agree, and we said, we've got something else going on here. So once we identified him in video, and detectives went, and the public said, okay, we know who this is. People called in, gave a name, gave an address. Then they picked him up. He eventually said that, he had told an informant who had come to the FBI to let them know that he said he wanted to exterminate gay people. And exterminate is a word you use for insects, rodents. So it shows you how sick this man was, how his mental health was so skewed. And also he had said to somebody at the mosque that he went to that he wanted to – that he should get a gun and go back and finish what he started. And luckily, again, that person also went to the feds and said that he had told them this. So we're really thankful for that. We had a Muslim community here that when they heard these things said, this something's not right here and I'm going to go report this, and they did.
Did that arsonist ever say anything about Islam as having anything to do with his motivation?
Well, he leading up to all of this, there are a number of incidents and crimes that he had committed, and the police had information about where he was very outspoken about Islam. He did not, and he wanted to exterminate homosexuals because of his religious beliefs. So we were targeted specifically because we were a gay bar, just like how Pulse, you know, they're finding out is. The main motivation from what it looks like is that it was his hatred for gay people.
Yeah. What is that like for you, that connection then and here it happens in Florida?
There's so many likenesses between Pulse and Neighbors. If there were a sister club in that city, it would be Pulse. So it was emotional. It has specifically to do with that you're you. You're alive. It's who you love. It's who you are. And it's extra hurtful. It's extra. There's something about it that just cuts you to the core. That because you love who you love, because I married my husband, people want me dead.
We're talking with Sean Niddle about the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida over the weekend and its similarities to the arson at Seattle's Neighbors Club on New Year's Eve 2013. That arsonist got 10 years in jail.
He did, yeah.
What did you think about that sentence?
I testified at the court case and I said that he was able to plea. Actually, they were going to give him 5 years and I said absolutely not, and I made my case. The judge threw out the plea and gave him extra 5 years. So we were pleased with that because 5 years for the attempted murder of 750 people, they only charged him with arson, which arson is a crime against a building and not people. We were mortified. Justice was not being served. And so I felt very, very good about the fact that my testimony had impacted the judge in such a way that he said, you know what, he found a way that he was able to throw a plea out and actually give. Since that time, Ms. Murray has done his appeal process and lost every single one of them, and rightfully so. He tried to say that he was blackout drunk, and nobody's buying that. Part of the sentence, the judge has said that he must go through drug and alcohol addiction treatment, and I'm fully for that. We at the nightclub think that it's got to be taken seriously. And we just hope that he gets the help that he needs.
How did you make Neighbors a place people wanted to come again after that 2013 arson?
We thought about it and we said, okay, there are some physical changes that we need to make to the nightclub once we figured out how this gentleman had gotten in. Those physical changes have been done. There are no side doors or anything that someone could slip into. Nowhere that doesn't have a security guard posted. Now when you come into Neighbors, either through the front lounge on the Broadway side or through the back entrance on the nightclub side, you will encounter two security officers before you even enter the regular club. And they also have doors that can close. So if we have a situation like with Pulse down in Orlando where someone comes in and they start to open fire, it would have to be one security guard, and then those doors can be shut. Within that time, even if it's 10, 5 seconds, you're talking about hundreds of people being able to flee out of another exit. It is the seconds between life and death, and you have to take that seriously. Those are the physical changes that we made.
Was there a time, though, when people didn't want to go there to have fun? They weren't safe? They weren't?
I think maybe within the hours after. But then what we did is we said, okay, somebody came into our environment and they tried to ruin what it means. We're not going to let them do that. So we threw the Neighbors Redux New Year's Eve party the next weekend. The mayor came out. We had a larger crowd than we actually had. We actually did the countdown again. We actually had New Year's Eve, you know, stuff swag for people and a balloon drop. And it was, you wanted to hug everybody in the room. It was amazing. The outpouring of love. We got messages from other nightclubs and bars, people saying this is terrible that this happened, if we can do anything for you. And people even threw fundraisers for the club to help pay for some of the damage from the fire. So it was really a testament to what the gay community is all about and our allies. Pulse, I believe that community down there, you'll see them bounce back bigger and better than ever. They're down, but they're definitely not, you know, down for the count. It's just not the way that we do business in the gay community.
Unfortunately, Sean, there is a long history of violence against the gay community. How does that affect the reaction to an attack like this?
Since we do learn from our history, we're a community that looks to it for answers. So it affects it in the way that we understand that the counter violence to hate is not more hate. You know, and what I would like to say is that what has changed, you always kind of look at what is the silver lining. And when you have this many people shot and this many people killed, it's very tough to find a silver lining. But what I will say is that 5 years ago, even, I don't think we would have seen the police running towards the violence to help us. I don't think we would have seen 30 hostages rescued, the president condemning this, the attorney general condemning this. This is something that is a game changer for the LGBT community. In the 70s, there in New Orleans, there was a nightclub during the month of June, during Pride Month, called the Upstairs Lounge. Somebody set it on fire. There were bars in the window, and people were trapped and burned to death. It was the largest group of gay people that had been killed at once in the country until yesterday. During that time, the police did not investigate. No one was arrested, and the chatter on the radio was, let the fairies burn. So you have that in the 70s, and then you have what happened yesterday. And we have to look at that and be proud and say, look how far we've come. Even though we've lost these people and we need to mourn that and we need to respect that, the truth is what's come out of this is a game changer for the gay community moving forward. It's solidarity with the Justice Department, Homeland Security, police. It's a good thing.
Sean Niddle, a journalist in Seattle and a spokesperson for Neighbors Nightclub. He was there at Neighbors on New Year's Eve 2013, right before 2014, when Moussa Masmari tried to burn down that club with hundreds of people inside. Nobody was hurt in that attack. We talked to Niddle on Monday, a day after the attack on Orlando's Pulse Nightclub.